So previously we discussed verse 35, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes Jannah, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ, the description of paradise which the righteous are promised, the muttaqoon are promised. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, rivers flow beneath it. أُكُلُهَا دَائِمُ وَذِلُّهَا, its fruit is eternal. It'll never go out of season. In this world, fruit goes out of season. You cannot enjoy the fruits you love the most. Watermelon, mangoes, my favorite fruits, you cannot enjoy that out of season. It's almost out of season. At the moment, even the watermelon and mangoes that you're getting now are not the best of the season. In Jannah, it's always in season. And the shade of Jannah is also eternal. وَيَذِلُّهَا, it's not, because there's no rising and setting of the sun. So you get shade some parts of the day, but not other parts of the day. In Jannah, there's perpetual shade. تِلْكَ أُقُبَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, this is the recompense for those who fear, those who have taqwa. وَأُقُبَ الْكَ, and the retribution for the rejectors is the fire. Now, verse 36, we started with it in our last discussion. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ مَنْ يُنْكِرُ بَعْضَهُ, those to whom we have given the book, they rejoice at what is revealed to you. Meaning, the genuine scholars amongst the people of the book, the Christians and the Jews, when they hear about the Quran, which has been revealed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they get very happy because they know that the teachings of the Quran endorse the original teachings of the Torah and Injil. It pays respect to their prophets, Musa and Isa, alayhim salatu wasalam. But then you get those who don't agree with certain portions of the Quran. Those were the scholars and the leaders who had come up with their own concoctions to serve their interests, and the Quran obviously was debunking that, so they don't like those parts. They would have been comfortable accepting Islam if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could adjust some aspects of revelation and Sharia. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is instructed to tell them, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَلَا أُشْرِكَ بِهِ, that tell them, I have been commanded to worship Allah alone and not to ascribe any partners to Him. إِلَيْهِ أَدْعُوا وَإِلَيْهِ مَآبِ, it is to Him that I invite and to Him is my destiny. So that is something that we need to learn, something we need to understand, that we cannot play around with the Quran, with the deen, with the Sharia, and choose what we want to leave and take out what we don't want to have there to appease others. Even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not given permission to do that. Of course, in terms of how you present the Quran, hikmah, etc., is important if you're trying to make a person see the beauty of Tawheed, but he's an alcoholic. You don't at that moment tell him that the Quran prohibits alcohol. You don't change the ruling, but you first get him to accept Islam. Then after that, you start working on him leaving certain bad habits. So those groups from amongst the Jews and Christians and Arabs who were displeased with the Quran because they could not agree with certain things, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to tell them that, look, I invite towards absolute monotheism. Whether you are pleased or displeased, I only worship that one Allah who has no partner and whom all the prophets and nations have been unanimously believing in. It is to His commands and orders that I invite the entire world. I know for certainty that my destiny is in His hands. It is to Him that I turn to for refuge. It is He who will eventually make me victorious and defeat and humiliate those who oppose me. The opposition and rejection of anyone, therefore, do not bother me in the least. Then verse 37, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ حُكْمًا عَرَبِيًّا, in like manner did we reveal this book as your ordinance in the Arabic language. وَلَيْنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَمَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ, if you were to follow their desires after all the knowledge has come to you, you shall have no مَالَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيُّ وَلَا وَاقِ, you shall have no guardian, no protector against Allah. So the Quran is revealed in the Arabic language, just like previous books were revealed in the language of the prophets and the nations to which it was sent. Here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was an Arab. The Quran is sent to the entire mankind, but the initial and immediate recipients were the Arabs of Makkah, so it was revealed in Arabic. Also, it's appropriate that the Quran be revealed in Arabic, because the Quran, being the last and the best book, had to be revealed in a language that is extremely eloquent, expansive, comprehensive, precise, clear, intelligent and powerful. Therefore, it is known as the mother of all languages. the queen of all languages, Arabic. And it makes it the most appropriate language for the Quran to be revealed in. But Allah cautions again, وَلَنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَمَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. If you were to follow their desires after all the knowledge that has come to you, meaning, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't be worried about their criticisms. Because if you were to submit to their whims, then who's going to help you? مَالَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيُّ وَلَا وَاقْ. Allah will not be your guardian nor your protector, because you are leaving the mandate which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you. This is for every Muslim, for every seeker of truth. If you were to appease other people, then who's going to come to your assistance? Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be displeased with you. So focus on pleasing Allah. If whilst pleasing Allah you can please the creation, that's a bonus. But if the creation is not pleased, even though you're pleasing Allah, then that's their problem. You continue to remain focused on pleasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.